Okay, good morning and happy Hanukkah. Today's daf is daf Sadi Beis here in Masechet Bav Metzia. We are up to the very top of daf Sadi Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah taught, Uvechamor, a donkey can eat from its load, kishi porekes, even when it is being unloaded, you cannot muzzle it. So the Gemara asks, kishi porekes, when it's unloading, meheichan achla. So where is it going to eat? You know, once it's unloaded, they take everything off. There's no time to eat. So Amos, what it means is, achetehe porekes. The donkey can eat from the load that's on its back until it unloads. Tanina lahadatan rabbanan. So this Mishnah is like what we learned in a Braisa. Chamor v'gamal, a donkey or a camel, where you have the law of lotachsum, shorbadisho, ochlimi mas'ui sh'al gabehen, they can eat from the load that they are carrying, ubovad, shelo yitol biyadov yachilein. The owner of the camel is not allowed to take with his hand from the grain that the donkey or the camel are carrying and feed the donkey and camel, but the donkey and camel are allowed to eat. Okay, next Mishnah, continuing with these laws, that a worker who's working in a field of a farmer, the field of his employer, is allowed to snack. Ochel poel kishos afilu bedinar. A worker can eat a cucumber, and even if the cucumber is very expensive, the cucumber is worth a dinar, and his wage is only a third of a dinar. So he was hired for a third of a dinar, and he can eat something which is worth even more. Koseves, a worker can eat a date, a filu bedinar, even if it's worth a dinar. Rabbi Lazar Chasma says, Lo yochal poel yoser al scharo. A worker can't eat more than what he's getting paid. So as Rashi explains, it's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about him eating kinafshecha, like your soul. So that means, he's risking, he's extending himself to eat, to work, but that's only according to his wage, not more. Chacham matir, chachamim permit the worker to eat even more than what he's getting paid, what his wage is. That's the same thing as the Tanakhama. The Gemara will explain what the argument between them is. Avol malamin es adam shelo yehi ravtan. However, the chacham say that inform the worker, we give him good advice. We say, listen, you're not going to get hired again if you keep eating so much more than what you're even hired for. So don't be very hungry, because if you do that, you're going to cause people to not want to hire you. You're going to lock the door to yourself. You're going to prevent people from looking to hire you. Asks the Gemara, Chachamim, who say that a worker can eat even more than what he's getting paid, against Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Hainutana Kama, that's the same view as the first opinion that says that a worker can eat a cucumber worth a dinar or a date worth a dinar. Answers the Gemara, Ika Beinai, the difference between them would be Aval Malamdin. This idea, do we give advice? Latana Kama, Lesle Malamdin. According to the Tana Kama, we don't have the idea that we give advice to the worker not to do it. But Lerabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Islahu Malamdin. We also tell the worker, by the way, you can eat, but it's not worthwhile for you to do that because people are going to know that you're a big drain on their finances when they hire you, and you're not going to be hired out often. I can tell you, the difference would be like this. Rav Asi, the difference is about the question of Rav Asi's halacha. Rav Asi said, "Afilu lo scharo ela livtzor eshkol echad ochlo." Even if he only hired him to pick a single cluster, the worker can eat it. So the Tana Kama holds like Rav Asi. The worker can eat the cucumber or the date, even when he was just hired to pick that cucumber and date. And even though what he's eating is certainly much more than what he is getting paid, what he's worth. However, Rabbi Elazar Chasma holds like Rav Asi that that yes, he could eat, but not more than what he's getting paid. And the Chacham disagree on Rav Asi, and they say that there are certain scenarios when he can't eat. He can't even eat when he was hired only to take one cluster. And then he can't eat, but if in general they hold he can eat more than what he's getting paid. So again, Amar Rav Asi said, "Afilu lo scharo elo livtzer eshkol echad ochlo." Even if he was hired only to pick one cluster, he can eat it. And Rav Asi had another halacha. Amar Rav Asi, "Afilu lo batzer elo eshkol echad ochlo." Let's say he hired the worker to pick clusters, lots of clusters, all day. So even if the worker has only picked one cluster, he can already eat that first cluster that he just picked. We need Rav Asi to tell us both halachos. The Yeshmanach Kamaisif would have told us the halacha when he was hired to do one cluster, he can eat that cluster. I would think there, that's what's permitted. Mishum de lo ika, the mace of lekelev shabal abayis. There is no possibility of him putting it into the tool, into the utensils of the balabayas, because if he takes the single cluster that he was hired to cut and he gives it away to the balabayas, he'll have nothing. So, aval heichad yikal mesav lekelev shel balabayas, but maybe when he's picking lots of clusters, that he should be able to eat the first cluster, maybe we should say, not eim aleisa bereishis, maybe we should say, since you have other clusters that you could put into the utensils of the balabayas, do that first. V'hadal heichal, and then eat. And if we would have told us only the latter halacha, I would say, well, you can eat the first. He can eat the first cluster, the afshel kumul vasof, because after that first cluster, he'll still be able to give to the balabayas things from the other clusters. But if he was hired only to pick one cluster, there is only one cluster, so he's not going to be able ever to give to the balabayas. Emelo. So I think that then he can't eat that cluster. So tzricha, that's what he needed. Both halachos of Rav Asi. Now, a third possibility, what's the argument between the Chachamim and the Tanakama? Ikebeinayu de Rav. The difference between them is the din of Rav. Amar Rav. Rav said what Roger had proposed. Roger said, if you look at that pasuk, ki tavo bekerem reyacha, if you will come into the vineyard of your friend, it doesn't talk about a worker. So we saw that the Gemara said there was a drasha. It said here, ki tavo, it says, ad yavo ha-shamesh, so bia bia, just like there it's a worker, here it's a worker, but literally ki tavo is if you will come. So Rav said, matzasi megillah starim be Reb Chiya, I found in a scroll that had been hidden away in the yeshiva of Reb Chiya, the kasuv ba, it said it the following, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi, the son of Yehuda says, Pasuk says, "Ki tavo bekerem reyacha." If you will come into the vineyard of your friend, the vias kol adam akasam medaber. The pasuk is talking about anyone, not only a worker. So the Tanakhama disagrees with Isi ben Yehuda. He holds that only a worker can eat, and that's why he says a worker can eat. And the Chachamim agree to Isi ben Yehuda. They say anybody can eat, and even more than what a worker is getting paid. Amar Rav, so Rav said about this lesson of Isi ben Yehuda, lo shavak Isi chayi l'chol beria. I understand. If we take Isi literally, that anybody can come in and eat from a vineyard, so no owner of a vineyard is ever going to survive. I mean, how's he going to live? People are just going to come in and eat his fruit. So Amar Rav Ashi said, right. Amita l'shmaita kamei d'Rav Kahana. I told this lesson of Isi ben Yehuda and Rav's challenge on it in front of Rav Kahana. And then I explained, Dilma, maybe when Isi ben Yehuda said other people can eat, it's ba'osin bis'udasam. In other words, de'avdu v'achlu. There it's there doing work for him. And they are preparing a meal for him by cutting down his produce. He never hired them, but they're planning to give it to him. So if people volunteer, you know, to go into his field and start picking stuff, that's an Issa ben Yehuda said, they're picking for him, they can also eat some for themselves. To avdu va'achlu, amar li. So Rav Kahana said, afilu haki, even so, Rav's challenge still makes sense. Nichle le'inish lo'ogir aguri. A person would rather be paying workers and hire workers. V'niktefe le'pardese, to pick his orchard. V'lo nesu kuli alma v'achulet. And he doesn't want to have the whole world come and eat everything he's got, even though they are all supposedly volunteers and they're going to leave things for him, because then nothing's going to be left. Very little will be left. Okay, so that would have been the third possibility.
So a person can just go into someone else's field and start working?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, and just take stuff while doing it. Can eat for himself. Okay, Ibailu, they had a question. How do we define this halacha? The Torah says that a worker, as we've been learning the last few days, a worker can eat from the produce of the balabayas. So how do we understand that? So when the worker is eating some of the grain, let's say he's cut down the grain, he's gathering it, so now he's allowed to eat some of it, but he's only allowed to eat enough to fill himself, not more. When he eats, poel mishalohu ochel, is it that this is part of his wages? It's a payment to him. The Torah says, you pay your worker whatever you want, plus give him his food. O mishal shamayim hu ochel. Maybe it's not a wage, but rather it's a gift that Hashem is giving him. Just like Hashem gives a gift of leket, that the dropped stalks have to be left for the poor, and peah, the corner of the field has to be left for the poor. Hashem gave a gift to the worker. Allow the worker to eat from the grain that he's cutting. Amayin afkamina, what's the difference whether it's a gift like leket, shikcha, and peah, or it's part of the wage? Well, the difference is, d'amar tznu li'ishti uvanai. Let's say he says, I'm not going to eat. I know I could have eaten, but I want it to go to my wife and my children. So, yamit mishalohu ochel, if it's been made, if Hashem made it part of his wage. So, yavinaluhu. So, the same way he can say, my wage should be given to my wife and children, this food also can be given to his wife and children. Eliyamit mishal shamayim uochel, but if you're going to say it's a gift that Hashem gives to him, Hashem gave it to him. He needs to pick it up and acquire it before he gives it to his wife and kids. Hashem never gave it to his wife and kids. So how do we understand this mitzvah?
That makes no sense. The poor person collects leket, he can't share with his family?
After he takes it.
Oh, so he has to be kohen, is the point.
Yeah. But can he, you know...
But he can't put it in his basket or in his pocket. He can't.
That's right.
So he can't bring it home to his wife and kids.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's a good raya.
Yeah, but the truth is, when the Torah says that he can't put it in his basket, it really means that he can't put away a lot. But, you know, he's still allowed to take for himself just enough to fill himself. So that amount that he could take for himself, he could put in his pocket and bring home and give to his wife and kids, for sure. We're asking if he says, I'm not going to take, let my wife and kids take instead. Can he do that?
It's like a don't need all. Could he say, I'm not going to take, and then give me higher wages?
That's an interesting question, right? So Tashma, coming to your proof, how do we define this? Whether it is, in fact, part of the wage, or it's a gift? We learned in our Mishnah, Ochel Poel Kishos. A worker can eat a cucumber, afilu b'dinar, even though it's very expensive. It's worth a dinar. It's worth more than what he was hired for. Koseves, a worker can eat a date, afilu b'dinar. Now, Iyamet Mishalohu Ochel. So if you're going to say that this is part of his wage, so I don't understand. Ogir b'danka. His wage is a sixth of a dinar. Achel b'zuza. And he can eat a whole dinar. I don't understand. Hashem's going to give an addition to his wage of six times what his wage is. So Gemara says, why is that such a proof? V'elamai. So then what? Mishal shamayim u'ochel. It's that Hashem gave him a gift. So, bottom line, Ogir Bedanka, he was hired for a sixth of a dinar. Achil Bezuza, and yet Hashem's going to give him a gift worth six times that amount. What do you have to say? Rachmana Zachile. Yeah, Hashem gave him a gift. Sometimes it's a windfall gift. Sachanami, Rachmana Zachile. So here too. Even if it's the gift is part of the wage, maybe the wage becomes a windfall wage. Tashma coming here, proof we learned. Rebbe Lazar Chasma says, Lo yochal poel yoser al scharo. A worker, according to Rebbe Lazar Chasma, can't eat more than what is wage. The Chacham say he can't. So my lab ba'akamifli. Maybe this is itself the very argument. The Ma'ar Savar Mishalohu Ochel. Rebbe Lazar Chasma holds that the concept is an increase of the wage, so therefore it can't be more than the wage. Umar Savar and the Chacham hold Mishal Shamaimu Ochel, that it's a gift from heaven, so therefore it could even be more than the wage. Maybe everybody agrees that it's part of the wage. But the argument is about a pasuk. The pasuk says kenafshecha. What do you learn from that? Mar savar kenafshecha bedavish moser nafsho alav. Kenafshecha means you can eat like that which you risk your life for. When a person works, sometimes he risks his life for the job. He goes up on a roof. He might chas v'shalom fall down. He risks his life to do the job. So that which he got for risking his life, namely his wage, up to that amount, he can eat. Marsav, the other one holds, no, kenafshecha. Nafshecha teaches you another halacha, not to limit how much he can eat. That he can only eat according to how much he's getting paid in the wage. No, ma nafshecha im chasamta pater, just like the owner himself, if he were to muzzle himself, he doesn't get lashes. Af poel, so too, if he muzzles the worker, im chasam tapater. But it's not to tell me a limit in terms of how much the worker can take. So Tashma, maybe this is a proof. We learned in a Mishnah. We learned in a Braisa. Let's say the worker is a Nazir. He is a Nazir. He's not allowed to eat grapes. And he's working in the vineyard. Shamar, and he says, Tanu, give the grapes to my son. Ain't Shomalo. We don't listen to him. Now again, if you're going to say that the right to eat the fruit is part of his wage, why wouldn't you give it to his son? So Gemara says, maybe generally we would give the fruit to the son or the wife. But as over there, it's Mishum Lech Lech Aminan Nazira Schar Schar LeKarmelo Tikrav. There it was talking about a Nazir. And since it's talking about a Nazir, we tell the Nazir, we don't want you working in a vineyard. When you're working in a vineyard, you might end up eating grapes. So therefore, since we don't want you working in a vineyard, we're not even going to let you transfer the rights to the fruit to your son, because we don't want you to be in that vineyard at all. Tashma, coming here, proof. We learned, Poel Sha'amar Tnu L'Ishtiu Banai, a worker who says, give the extra produce to give that produce that I'm entitled to my wife and son. In Shomalo, we don't listen. Now again, Yamit Mishalohu Ochel, if you say it's part of his wage, am I in Shomalo? We should listen to him. When it says, my poel, Nazir, what does it mean when it says worker? It means a Nazir. We don't listen to him because we don't want him to be there in the first place. I have a Tanya Nazir, a Tanya poel. So the Gemara said, but you have one Brisa talking about a Nazir, it's another Brisa talking about a worker. So the Gemara answers, no. Midigabe adadi tzninan. How do you know that they were said one next to the other? Maybe the price that said worker was said elsewhere, and it really referred to a nazir. Tashma, so come near a proof to this question. We learned in another brisa. What's that?
That was a good answer?
Yeah. Yeah, it really means the same thing, because they weren't said next to each other. Tashma, coming to your proof, we learned, Minayin lepoel shamar tnu l'ishtiu banai she'en shomalo. How do we know that if a worker tells the employer, I want to transfer the rights to the grain that I'm entitled to my wife and children, we don't listen to him. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, what Roger quoted, ve'el kel yechalot titein, don't put to your own utensil. V'chitem hachanami nazir, and if you're going to say, no, this is talking about a case of a nazir, and it's a nazir who can't transfer, because we don't want him to be there in the first place. Yachiv so, mishum el kel yechalot titein, then why quote the pasuk and don't put into your own utensil? Mishum lech lecha mina nazirahu. It's because we tell the nazir he should stay away from the vineyard. So Gemara says, Eina chanami. Really, it is talking about a nazir. But I did katan lebalashon poel, since it mislabeled nazir and called him a worker, kanasiv lakradiv poel. So it uses the terminology of the pasuk in the brisa. That why can't he give it to his child? Because he can't put it into his basket. But really, he could give it to his child if it would be things other than grapes. Really, he can't give it to his child because he shouldn't be in the vineyard at all. It's not really a drasha. It's really a nazir. And we're saying to the nazir, you can't give the grapes to your child because you shouldn't even be there at all. We don't want you to be in the vineyard.
Even a nazir can't get benefit from a grape, but if he gives it to his kid,
he can get benefit. He can get benefit.
But he can't get benefit.
No, he can't eat.
Oh,
he's allowed to get benefit. Tashma, coming here, proof. Again, the question is this halacha that a worker is allowed to snack from the owner's stuff at the end of the job, is that the Torah's adding to his wage or the Torah's giving him a gift? Hashem is giving him a gift. Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned Tasokhar Sapor Liktsos B'Te'enim. If a person hires a worker to put out figs to dry them, now turning to Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, Hareza Ochel, the worker's allowed to eat. Upatim and Amaiser, he doesn't have to give maaser because their work hasn't yet been finished. However, if the worker said when he was hired, Amanasha ochel ani ubni, I'll work, I'll eat, and my son will eat. Oh, that's the condition. Otherwise, I won't work for you. Oh, or he made a condition, Sheyochel bni bischari. He said, my son will eat in place of me. So then, who ochel? The worker could eat upater. He's still exempt from maestros. Ubno ochel, when his son eats, he's chayiv because it's considered an item that was purchased. And as we saw earlier, purchase, midrabanan, creates an obligation of maestro, just like bringing into a house would create an obligation of maestro. Now, one second. V'yamid mishalohu ochel. Now, if you're going to say that when he has a right to eat, it's just part of his wage, so benoah my chayev. So then, if it's his wage, he could give it also to the son. So if you give it to the son, why is the son obligated in maser? Amar Ravina. Ravina said, you're right. If he wouldn't have made a stipulation, if he just would have had rights to eat the figs and given some to the son, which he could do, it would have been exempt from maser. But once he made it the condition of why he was hired out, now the son's eating of these figs looks like the figs were bought for the son, and if items are bought, then already that creates an obligation of maser, even in the field. Right. Tashma, coming to your proof from a Mishnah later. If somebody hires a worker in his vineyard, and the vineyard is year number 4 of the vineyard, so it's netter revai, it's supposed to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. So now, the workers should not eat, because they can't eat the produce of Netter Revai outside of Yerushalayim. But if when he hired them, he didn't tell them that it's Netter Revai, so really he was deceiving them. They thought that when they're going to work and get paid, plus they'll have something to eat. Now they can't eat, because it's not kosher. So then, Podzeh, he should redeem the Netter Revai on money, ma'achilan, and he should feed and allow them to now eat from the netter revai. Now, iamit mishel shemaim uochel. If it's just a gift that Hashem gives to him, amai podo ma'achilan. What do you mean? He should redeem it and let them eat from it. Isura lo zakil hu rachmana. Hashem's not going to give something prohibited to somebody. So Gemara says, Hasam, there, the reason why he has to do it, he has to redeem the netter revai and allow the workers to eat from the grapes. Mishum de merci, kemekach tos, because it looks like he deceived them. It looks like he deceived them. He hired them. They thought they were going to get paid, plus they're going to have a chance to eat from the produce. And meanwhile, they can't eat from the produce because it's not kosher. So Ema Sefer, read the end of that Mishnah. Nitparsu igulav, let's say, the figs that had already been made into the circle of figs scattered. So he hires a worker to reconnect the figs so that workers can't eat from, because that's already obligated in Maaser. Oh, nitpatchu chaviotav, his barrels that had already been closed with wine reopened, so he hired workers to reclose them. So workers are not allowed to eat from these items. However, vim lo hodian, but if he didn't tell them when he hired them that he's going to have them doing work with things that are already obligated in maaser, he needs to give maaser off of his figs or wine, umachilan, and allow them to eat. Now again, if you say that the whole right of a worker to eat food is a gift that Hashem is giving to the worker, like the gift Hashem gives to the poor of leket shikol peya, amai maaser machilon, why does the employer need to separate maaser and allow the workers to eat? Isur lo zakilu rachman, Hashem's never going to give them things that are not kosher. And if you're going to say, well, here too, it's because it looks like he deceived them. It looks like he hired them under one, representation. And he didn't tell them the whole story, so that's why he has to now separate Meiser. So Bishman is parsu igula mechzika mekachtos. Maybe in a case of figs, it's a mekachtos. They thought that the figs had never been part of the circle of figs. So they thought it was not obligated in Meiser, and they were going to have some figs to eat. El nispatchu chavios of my mekachtos, ika, medi adia dit beluhula Meiser. But if he's hiring somebody to cover the barrels, everyone knows that they're not going to be able to eat from that wine, because the moment the wine actually collects in the wine press, it's already obligated in maaser. So they didn't think that this was going to be wine that's kosher for them to snack on. Rav Sheshes answered, Shenitpatchu chaviosav, the barrels were opened, libor, and they went back into the wine press. So since it's still in the wine press, the workers who were hired, who now have to fill the barrels again, they think that it's the filling of the barrels for the first time. They thought that they were hired for things that were not yet obligated in Meiser. Asks the Gemara of Atanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Yayin Mishiyered Labor, once the wine goes into the pit, it's already obligated in Meiser. So it's not a Mekachtos. And so the Gemara, this Mishnah held like Rabbi Akiva, Da'amar Mishiyakfa, that only once the wine starts to ferment in the pit, is it obligated in maaser? To Amrle, so the workers tell the owner, Lo haviyadinan, we didn't know that this wine that you hired us for already had been completed and was already obligated in maaser. So the name of Luhu, but let the worker tell them, Iboiluchu asukia daituchu dilma makfu. Once you saw wine in the pit, you should have realized maybe the wine is finished and it's already obligated in maaser. So the Gemara says, "Ba'aser dahu gavra d'nagid." We're talking about in a place where in that town, the man who pulls the wine out of the pit, iu makfa, he's the one who cleans out the wine from the sediments and the pits. And so the workers figured, there's wine in the pit. That means the wine isn't yet clean, that's not yet obligated in maaser. So that means we're going to be able to snack. And it turns out that it was wine that had already been cleaned. So that's a mekachtos. So that's why he needs to separate maaser.
I thought the maaser is from the top, Rabbi, not from the bottom of the wine.
The maaser is from wine that's finished. So the wine has to be finished for it to be obligated in maaser.
But it sounds like everything, it is a range.
But we're going back and forth. We haven't determined yet. So the Gemara now asks, "Vahasha d'tani Rav Zvid b'direi Rav Hoshia." But now that Rav Zvid said in the name of Rav Hoshia, "Mishiyered labor v'yakfe," that the wine, yayin, wine is obligated in Meiser. "Mishiyered labor v'yakfe." Once it goes down into the pit, and you take out the pieces, it already ferments, and you take out some of the pieces that are there. Rabbi Akiva says, that's not enough. Mishiyish lebechavios. According to this version of Rabbi Akiva, you have to put the wine into the barrels and boil it a little bit in the barrels and have the sediments floating on top of the barrels, and then it becomes obligated in Meiser. Then it could be even when the barrels didn't spill back into the pit. But nevertheless, it's a mekach tos. The workers tell him, you hired us to cover barrels. Lo aviyadina demishli. We didn't know that these barrels had already been boiled and the sediments had been on the top of the barrel to be obligated in meiser. But why can't the owner tell them, the employer tell them, Mishli should have figured that maybe it already was obligated in Meiser. In a place where, in that town, the guy who closes the barrels, he's the one who finishes it up. And since they were being hired to close the barrels, they thought it wasn't yet finished. Tashma, so maybe this is a proof we learned later on. Kotseitz Adam. Al Yedei Atzmo. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here in order to start Shachris. Okay, we'll stop here. So we're still in the middle of this question, which is this fact that a worker can snack from the final things that he's working on, is that part of his wage, or is it that the Torah gives him a gift like Leket Shikhen Peah?